guys.
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This name jumps out at me, and I'm like, oh, my God. Vinny is going to love this.
Okay, I'm ready to love
it. So let's start at the beginning. Travis Barker is the drummer for what's the name of his band?
Blink 182.
Thank you. I was like, the B-52s is definitely not right, but it's like a B and a number, so I know it's something. So Travis Barker marries one of the Kardashians, and their families get blended. And his children with Shayna Mokler, I think her name is.
I think
I've seen the daughter, but his son's name is Landon, and he's very handsome. He's a very handsome.
Oh, is
kid.
That right?
Yes. Just great. You know, he looks like a young Travis Barker. He's got like very intense looking eyes, and scroll down to a picture of Landon. There you go.
Oh, okay.
A cute boy.
Sure.
So he's got a girlfriend. And her name is Skyla Sanders.
By the way, if you don't know, and you might not, that Blink 182, they're a band that made it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got bank. Travis Barker is a guy with tons of dough.
Right. They were before streaming.
Mm-hmm.
They sold units.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had some big hits.
And they still sell out arenas. Yeah. So they can go play big shows. So he's money.
Yeah. And one of them survived cancer, and another one of them in the band, because there's only three guys in the band, and
yes.
One of them is like an alien enthusiast, like a UFO enthusiast.
Tom DeLonge's the alien enthusiast, or whatever you just called it.
And Mark Hoppus had some form of
just
cancer.
Just recovered from cancer, yeah.
Like they, and Travis Barker himself survived a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wouldn't get on a plane for years until Courtney, his new wife,
Amazing.
Was like, get on the goddamn plane. We're going to Italy and I'm not leaving you behind. And I am going to Italy. So get on. He's like, yes, dear. Sometimes that's what it takes. You know?
You just need your lady to tell you what you're going to do.
Yeah, you're getting on. So the story here, which is only sort of this, to me, this is kind of the side story. Like, is it creepy if Travis Barker likes a thirst trap posted by his son's girlfriend? Now, when I say thirst trap, I just mean she's hot and she put up some pictures of herself. So the one, she actually dropped a carousel of pictures. Is that what they're called? A carousel. So you scroll through, she drops 10 or however many pictures. And the first one is her posing in a bikini or possibly underwear. It's hard to tell. But she's in a rumpled bed and she's sort of kneeling and leaning back and she's hot. She's a hot chick. She's 20 years old, blondie, piercing blue eyes. She's gorgeous. So there's that one, right? You're like, okay. And then one of the pictures is, actually, I think there's one she's in like a, I don't know, black outfit. Maybe it's a cat suit.
She looks like a cat suit.
She looks hot AF. Super hot. But then also in this photo dump that she did, there's a couple with his son. So I don't know. He's looking on Instagram and they're leaning. She's gorgeous. He's beautiful. It's his son. Okay.
She looks a little old for him, doesn't she?
I wonder how old he is.
He's 21 and she's 20.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, they're
but
young.
But you know how
fresh.
Girls grow faster at that age.
Yeah. She definitely looks like she didn't look innocent, which for better or for worse. Like,
if you
she's
told
a chick
me
who knows how to work it.
Guess her age, I'd say 30.
Oh, really?
I don't think 30 is is like some kind of slam.
Still,
I
when just, you're 20, I'm sure you're like, what?
Yeah, she just looks more experienced than that.
Scroll down. See, there's a few more in there. And there's ones with, that's just a picture of Travis with the kid. Like, she's beautiful.
There she looks younger.
Yeah.
Or filtered.
Or that's what I was thinking. I think she looks filtered, too. Now, as I'm scrolling through this, I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't care if he, like, I mean, that is a girl he knows. And she's dating his son, and his son is also in some of these pictures. And then I read the caption under, coincidentally enough, the picture that Maddie has stopped on.
Okay.
This 20-year-old is the daughter of Rupert Sanders and the model Liberty Ross, who were married at the time that Kristen Stewart was doing a movie with Rupert Sanders.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Walk me through it. You just grabbed it.
This is the... So that movie they were making,
I think it was like called The Hunter or The Huntsman or the Huntsman. Snow White and the Huntsman or
something like that.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Okay.
But this is the one where they left the set together and they were followed by the paparazzi and they pulled off the freeway and they were Kristen Stewart and the director of the movie, Rupert
Sanders,
were caught making out.
In like a crappy pickup truck and in at a the parking lot.
At the time, she was with the vampire
Robert
boy.
Robert Pattinson.
And he was with this Liberty Ross.
Yeah. And they clearly had children. Now, I don't know when that happened. Was that in 2015? Was it in 2010? Like, I don't know when that happened. But clearly, this person, Skylar Sanders, who is the girlfriend of Travis.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
2012.
So she was like, I don't know, 5-year-old? What was she? A 7-year-old?
A little kid.
Yeah. She's all grown up now. She's all grown up. But I thought, oh my God, it's not even like featured in the story.
Well.
Like it's just a caption underneath one of the pictures. And I'm like, that's the only thing that matters about this story.
I thought you were headed somewhere else. And I can say that I have a good friend, one of my best friends.
Yes.
And he has a daughter that is 20-something. And in one of their recent, and he has a son too, and I follow the son, and I like the son, and the son's in a band, and
I've gone to see
the band when they played up here, and I try to be supportive. I like his kids, but I don't follow her. So anyway, he does this post recently where they're in Yosemite, and it's the three of them, and I'm like, you know, I should. It's not right that I don't follow the daughter just because she's a girl, right? I mean, I'm not into her.
Right.
But then I go to her page and every photo is a photo of her in a bikini. Every single one. And you know what I did? I did not follow her. Mm. I went, okay, I can't. It is creepy. It's wrong. Even though I don't mean to be creepy, how am I supposed to like his daughter with her ass hanging out in a photo on the beach? Like, right. There's no way to do that and have it seem wholesome.
Is it?
There should be a wholesome heart. Is there a different color? Light blue heart for wholesome.
Wholesome. Except that is not that wholesome.
I'm the same way. I've got a few friends and I will not follow their kids because of that. Like, it is creepy. It's creepy.
I don't mean it to be.
If
I don't want it
you
to be
found
either.
Out that Billy was following Isla someday when she's 17, 18 years old,
oh, that cat's out of the bag. Now he has it's Billy. It is Billy.
It's Billy.
Billiam. I believe that he would find himself in the same situation did.
What if he liked a bikini photo that Isla put up?
I wouldn't be bothered by it. But I do know that it would. There's a thing there.
Yes.
Just like you said, he's looking and liking pictures of his daughter's girlfriend.
Yeah.
But, and maybe you don't care. Maybe you just say, screw that. I'm going to support the daughter. But I find myself in a weird place more often than I want to with young daughters of neighbors, young daughters of friends, where I realize what is it? I should support them, right? But if I like them and it's a photo of them in a swimsuit, am I liking them because I'm interested? Am I liking them because I want to see more? Like,
well, that's the question, isn't it?
It's controversial, like, and I
like
just
that
find
one?
Myself going left.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I don't want you know what I don't want?
No trouble.
I don't want no trouble.
Mm. You know,
sad, really, because you do want to be able, like, this comes down to that. You should be able to support a young lady without coming off like a pervert. But, you know,
well, listen,
they choose the bear. Like, there it is.
Right. And yet they're posting the photos that the bear doesn't have a phone. So he's not able to. It's interesting because it is like
sucks is what it does.
It does kind of suck because, like, let's face it. Like, let's say your son, your friend Billy's daughter is a lab tech. Or a scientist, whatever. She has a PhD. And there she is in the lab with her lab coat on, and, you know, pen pocket protector, and she's got safety goggles, and she's measuring something out into a beaker with a test tube, and there's a Bunsen burner. And you're like. Any problem with that?
Guess not.
Now, if she takes off the lab coat and there's a bikini underneath and you like it, Then what? I mean, she's still a scientist. So what? She's a woman. She's a scientist. Like, it is, it's such a blurry line. It's such a weird position to find yourself in, especially if you start following somebody's kid. I follow a lot of my friends' kids, but I'm a lady, so I don't think that matters. But I don't think John follows any of those kids because they're all like hot girls, all of them.
Right. No, it's a situation, and I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
Should I feel that way? I shouldn't. I should like.
You should like something that you like.
Both his kids equally, and support both his kids equally, and yet I don't. Mm. I went to her page and went, I can't even follow this. I don't even follow her. I didn't follow her. Yeah. I went to look like, oh, I don't even follow that girl. I should. And then I went there and went, I can't follow this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Billy might throw up in his throat a little bit.
Well, you know what? I also wonder, even though she knows who I am and we've met and we don't hang out or anything, but I wonder if she would think, oh God, one of my dad's friends is following me now. He probably likes me.
Yeah.
What? You know what I mean? Like, no, kid.
Well, you did just like her photo. Well, I know, so but you obviously do like her.
It's just too bad. Oh, well. Yeah.
You know, my friend Pat, very wise man.
Hi, Pat.
He once told me, as he had two girls, he's like, my job is to keep them off the pole.
Yeah.
And I say the job has changed. Your job is now to keep them off OnlyFans. So just let that resonate a little bit, dad, girl dads out there. I mean, honestly, it's just like the thirst for fame of some kind or other, like to be an influencer or to be like a star on TikTok or whatever. I think it's, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if I was just extra modest or if no girl my age would have done it. Like, you know, I would hear about people flashing their boobs at Mardi Gras for beads. And I thought, what? Who would do that? And now that's like, that feels like nothing compared to what people are up to these days. Like, it's just like the bar has just been lowered and lowered and lowered as the cleavage lines have gone lower and lower and lower. I remember when J-Lo wore it, she was with P. Diddy. She wears a dress to the Grammys that is cut down to her belly button.
The green one.
Yeah. And
we all remember it. If you saw it, you remember it.
And I thought to myself, oh my God, that's so daring. That's so outrageous. Oh, wow. And I recently saw a picture of that dress. It looks freaking demure by comparison. Like, you can't see any underboot. Like, it's just slit down the middle. Like, nowadays, people are bare. It's like, it's a strap that barely is as wide as their areola covering each side. Like, you remember, I don't know if you'd remember the movie The Fifth Element. I want to say it was Bruce Willis and that chick I used to know, Russian chick.
Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich. She played a character, like an alien character named Lilu or Lula or something. And she was basically wearing white tape stripes. Like, and I thought to myself, that is so outrageous. Oh, there's, wow. Our research department is very, very quick. She's barely covered. And yet that is showing less than what people are walking the red carpet these days. It's just, I don't know. I guess I got to get over it because you can't tell the young people what they can and can't do.
I do think that in fashion and in glamour, skin to win is fairly normal. I'm not surprised by that, but you're right. There are now 13-year-olds taking pictures of themselves trying to get a bunch of likes, and that's where they don't realize you're not on the red carpet. Mm. You're a dorky 13-year-old that shouldn't be posting pic. You know what I mean? Like, that's so completely different than Lady Gaga, you know,
right,
making a statement on the red carpet to promote some movie.
Yeah.
To me, that seems different.
I agree with you. I worry about it because I feel like it's chipping off little pieces of your soul. You know, you're doing things for other people that you might not feel all that comfortable with, but there's pressure to do it. Peer pressure has changed. Like, I the internet, as much as I love it, I'm like, God, it's the downfall. It's the end of us.
Oy. 206 says, the mom of a college friend tried to friend one of us on Facebook and was told very clearly, I don't generationally friend.
Oh.
So I guess that's a way of saying
people from my
I'm not interested in being friends with. Now that's a very childish thing to do, but maybe that's a way of keeping boundaries clear.
Maybe. Right. If you're not my age, it feels like, why would you be interested?
And that's what I was trying to say is I'm not interested. I just like my friend and want to support his kids equally, but I don't.
Yeah.
At all.
I want to, but I don't.
I don't.
It feels wrong.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.